7,551 sheep, 7,552 sheep, 7,500. Ugh, fuck.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hello?
Hey, Christopher. Have you ever heard of mycelium?
Good morning to you, too.
I was just reading about this stuff. It's like the internet for mushrooms.
Since when are you into recreational drugs?
I'm talking about fungi, Chris. They're all connected by this underground network, and I'm sure the magic ones are part of it.
Should I start an intervention?
You're one to talk.
I am 5 days sober from the ganja, thank you very much.
And?
It's so good, I haven't slept in 5 days.
How long will you keep this up for?
The student council summits in 2 weeks, and they do a drug test right before we leave, so it'll be many sleepless nights until then.
You know that marijuana wrecks your short-term memory.
I forgot about that.
It also impacts your ability to hold an erection.
Bullshit. What's with the habit of listing side effects?
I was just doing some research and happened to think of you. I've been going through my mom's old stuff. She's got the coolest books on traditional medicine and altered states of mind.
Mama Bliss sure knows how to party.
It's the holistic approach to altered states of mind. But I'm more curious about the self-guided practice, like meditation and dream stuff.
Right. For those of us who can sleep through the night.
You could try a sleep sound. It might help the insomnia situation.
No thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Oh yeah?
My dreams have been calm all year, actually.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Or, more realistically, since I graduated high school. Speaking of, did you send in that application?
Way to change the subject. I guess we're still not talking about the hunky rogue actor?
You should really focus this energy on your admissions essay.
Well, if you just told me what happened that night.
If I could just remember it, it wouldn't be an issue.
And you're coming at me for memory loss? I won't be offended if you hooked up. It was a whole year ago and we're like so far past that by now.
Okay, but I don't really have an answer for you. Sometimes I just think you created this imaginary man on a high one day to prank me, and now you're too committed to give up the bit.
Unbelievable. If you ever do remember, I'm dying to know what happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Okay, something happened. And I know it wasn't all bad.
Right.
But it wasn't like that either. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Is that what the magic mushrooms are for?
For now, it's just positive affirmations.
Namaste. Do you want to hang out tomorrow after class?
I would, but I've got a date.
What about tonight? You free later?
I'll swing by at 7. All right, everybody. Try to stay awake till then. Bye, Chris.
Bye-bye, honey pie.
Ah, Mrs. Hendricks, come in.
Director Lovett.
We'll be having an unregistered dreamer at the Reverie tonight. This confidential file must be delivered to the fantasy department immediately. For Mr. Martin.
This part is for a man?
Is there a problem?
It's just...
unconventional? Yes.
Then why...
There are necessary steps we must take to locate certain dreamers.
But he's...
He's in proximity to great power.
I don't understand.
You've been quite loyal to the Reverie, haven't you?
This is my home.
Good. Now tell me, what is a lily?
Lily is a flower.
What is bliss?
Bliss is a feeling.
Off you go then.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Christopher!
Hey, good luck at the interview, Omar. And Lucy, I like the bob on you. Frames your face.
Thanks, Christopher. Miss you next year.
Only if they let me graduate. Remember to pick up your ballots for the election, people. The future of student government depends on your vote.
Hey, Mr. President.
Oh, hey, Blue.
Check out those molars. Did you pull an all-nighter for this presentation?
I'd need a much better reason to pull an all-nighter on purpose. I just haven't been able to sleep lately.
Are you just so excited for the Ottawa summit?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Do you want to meet up after class to work on the presentation and practice public speaking?
I'm fine speaking in front of people.
Yeah, more for me then.
Oh, well, I guess a library session wouldn't hurt.
It won't, I promise. I want to add a section on the long-term impact of low-waste packaging. If our proposal gets approved...
Sounds great, Blue. I just gotta get to class.
I'll see you at 3 then?
Oh, let's make it 3:30. I'm gonna need a coffee.
Coffee? Wow. Okay. I'll see you at 3:30.
Scratch you later then.
Later.
Green juice!
Pronto!
I'm busy at the moment.
What do we pay you for, then?
Great question. Right now, my job could be done by a carrier pigeon.
If you don't like being back in production, I could have a little chat with Mr. Lovett.
I am busy doing his legwork.
And I'm sure we could arrange for your old desk job back.
Green juice, pronto.
That's all I wanted to hear.
The only direction was leering stranger, which was easy enough. And I did get to cough on screen shield. Well, it was an accident, but it still made the cut.
Excuse me, Mr. Martin.
Yeah.
I have a confidential assignment for you. This envelope is straight from Director Lovett for the fantasy department.
Is this a joke?
We're going to have an unregistered client tonight.
I'm not interested.
I don't think you have a choice.
Why would they cast me, anyway? Can't you give it to some starlet?
Mr. Lovett specifically requested...
Sure he did. Nothing here stays confidential for long, huh?
I don't understand.
Send the file back to head office and you can tell Mr. Lovett that he can-
Suck a dick!
What?
Oliver.
Sorry, I just heard shouting and wanted to get involved. What's going on over here?
The company is trying to make a fool out of me and I'm finished with it. After everything they put me through last year with the trial.
Trial?
Will you excuse us for a second, love?
I'm not your love.
No, you are not.
How about that green juice then?
What's your problem?
I haven't gotten a role in a year, and now they want to give me the one part that'll confirm all the rumors. My reputation will never recover.
Not to be a buzzkill, but your reputation currently sucks without a role. What are they trying to do? Stick you in nightmares? It's not so bad.
No, it's still fantasy.
What? That's your department. Take the role, Mitch. You need this.
The new client isn't ideal for us.
Doesn't matter who it is. Get back in that spotlight, or else you're gonna have to be playing leering stranger until your contract expires.
Everyone's already talking about what happened last year.
Well, you were both consenting adults, and if I don't care, why should anyone else-
No one else was supposed to find out until you ran your mouth.
But once they dropped the charges-
It didn't make a difference. I thought I'd never work again after that, and now they're sending her, of all people, to taunt me with this role, and I'm not falling for it.
Come on, Mitch. Everyone thinks Miranda's full of shit. You actually have a chance here to redeem yourself.
We'll have to figure something else out.
This is figuring it out.
But everyone will think.
Who cares what they think? You're already the star of my fantasies. I think anyone else would be lucky to know what that's like. Even if they have to take a pill for it.
You weren't kidding when you said you needed coffee. That much caffeine would probably stop my heart.
Jump-started mine.
Can't help with the whole insomnia thing.
Well, at this point, I'm resigned not to sleep until the drug test.
You know you're not supposed to study for those, right?
Yeah. I just haven't been smoking lately, and it's really cramping my style.
You smoke cigarettes?
Not exactly.
Oh. Oh, that's cool. I didn't expect that from you.
Because I'm so straight edge?
I don't think you have any edges, only smooth, non-perpendicular surfaces.
That is an accurate description of both me and my bong. I'll take it.
Maybe you could show me how it works sometime.
What? I mean, you've never been high?
Yeah, I don't know if that's my thing.
At least you don't have to worry about the test then.
Yeah. You don't think they test for, prescribed drugs?
Why? Are you also on sleep sound?
No. What even is that?
Oh, it's just like a sleeping pill.
Does it work?
Apparently. I don't actually take it. My friend Lily does.
Well, maybe you should too. If it'll help you sleep?
Maybe. I'm running out of sheep to count anyway.
Are you ready to work on the presentation?
Yeah, believe it or not, I actually did pull an all-nighter for this thing.
Did you now?
Well, I was mostly working on my campaign speech with the election coming up and all.
But you're a shoe-in for president.
You're leaving big shoes to fill.
Let's focus on the presentation for now. We'll get you those votes later.
We? Are you joining my campaign?
You know I have to remain neutral.
Only because your wardrobe necessitates it.
Okay. You just lost my support.
What's in the other cup, then?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate?
Well, you did do all the legwork on the numbers for this presentation.
As long as you help with the public speaking.
Deal.
Psst. Hey, Mitchell!
What are you doing here? It's almost call time. You should be in nightmares.
Don't worry about me. You're gonna do so good tonight.
I know you mean well, but you really can't be here, Oliver. I don't want you caught up in this.
Well, I heard from some stagehand the kid doesn't even have a prescription. If he's just freewheeling one round, who's to say he'll even take it tonight?
He will. The director doesn't make mistakes.
Well, he was wrong about you. With the trial?
He knew exactly what he was doing with my trial. This is just round two.
It's the 21st century.
It's Idaho. Ah, I don't know what you want me to say. I have to get ready.
You're gonna be great, Mitch.
Yeah. Don't wait up for me.
What's with all the stuff in here?
I told you, I'm going through some old things.
You didn't say you were building furniture out of the cardboard boxes.
I thought this might help jog my memory. Y'all right there?
Oh, I'm so tired, I could sleep on the floor.
Knock yourself out.
Ah, cold hardwood. Who were you texting?
Remember Toby?
I thought you weren't into Toby anymore. Something about him and his girlfriend?
Well, he's not a class act, but he is tall.
Impeccable standards.
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
I don't know yet. I've been busy with the student council.
Which has prevented you from dating this entire year?
I'm taking my time. Maybe I'll be like you and wait until college. What's in all these boxes anyway?
Old books and electronics, you know.
Do you think your mom stashed any of those mind-altering substances in here?
Chris!
For after I pass the drug test, of course. Oh, cool. You've got CDs.
Who even owns a CD player?
I might have 3 or so.
Oh, well, you're welcome to take those if you'd like.
Okay, sick. This is a gold mine. Well, this one's just a plain black case.
Chris, look!
What, it's homemade?
It says Lily's Lullaby! It's my dad's handwriting!
Are you sure?
Can you bring the CD player over, like, tomorrow?
Oh, suddenly they're cool again.
Come on, Chris. It's from my dad. I've got to listen.
Right. Yeah, of course. I'll drop it off later this week.
Tomorrow?
Only if I get some actual rest tonight, okay? I'm meeting with Blue to work on the presentation after school.
Fine, but please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
Have you tried meditation?
Not my thing.
Melatonin?
Doesn't work.
Masturbation?
Yeah, that's not the problem.
Well, let's not chance it.
Huh?
Here.
Oh. You want me to take sleep sound?
Just so you have the energy to bring me the CD thing after school tomorrow.
No. You know what? I'll bring it when I have time.
I'll just leave it in your pocket, and you can decide if you want it later.
Lily...
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
What if it comes up on the drug test?
It's prescription.
Ugh, fine. But I'll most likely crush it up and snort it.
You're a menace.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep, four... It's one pill. It's only one pill. No, no, I don't need it. One sheep, two sheep. Ugh, where did I put it? I thought it was, okay. Here goes nothing. Oh, why did I do that? I shouldn't have.
I might lie down.
And...
Come in the water with me!
It looks cold. I don't have my swimsuit.
Come in your clothes then.
This jacket is suede.
Use the layers.
It's too cold. 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 I... Whoa!
Look underwater.
Why?
You never trust me.
I don't trust you.
Is this your jacket?
Oh my god, dude. Why are you naked?
Why are you naked?
I'm not. Oh.
Your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
Do you mind?
Do you?
Can we do that again?
Do what?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Fuck.
The scene isn't done yet.
There's been a security breach. Mrs. Hendricks.
Yes.
Go to the laboratory and keep watch on our test subject.
Yes, sir. Jonah?
Miranda. Did you miss me?
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds. With sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, Adam Muxlow as Bruce, Frank Page as Mitchell, Owen Francis as Oliver, Nico Carter as Blue, and Aiden Cottrow as Jonah. This episode also featured Josh Burson, Ben Karwacki, and Aislinn Rain. Help support Dreamers by hitting subscribe and download, and be sure to follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second year classics, Harbridge University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antera, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antera exists.
I need to know. Is it real? You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature, an audio drama produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.